So welcome, everyone. This is Chris Atwood, co-author of The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life Purpose. And I'm so happy that you've chosen to take the time to join us today to learn more about the Passion Test Certification Program. Because as you may or may not know, Janet and I are absolutely committed to turning the passion statistics upside down. You know, studies have shown that 80% of people are not passionate about the work that they do, and that means 80% are unhappy, unsatisfied, and unfulfilled. And Janet and I realized a long time ago that it's just not possible for us to reach all those people on our own. And that's why we've trained over 800 Passion Test facilitators so far and are looking forward to training many, many more. So I'm grateful to you for being here today and for your commitment to, one, following your own passions, two, giving your gifts to the world, and lastly, for your commitment to, with us, helping to make the world a better, more wonderful, more passionate place. My goal on the call today is to provide you with the information you need to be able to decide if becoming a certified Passion Test facilitator is the right choice for you, to see if there's a good fit between your skills, your talents, your passions, and our vision of creating a world where people everywhere are really and truly in love with their lives. So today we want to share as much information as possible, and also I want to answer your questions. So we're going to take about the first hour to introduce you to some of the members of our Passion Test family. These are certified Passion Test facilitators who have been through the certification training. Some of them have already been out and for some time and been earning a living and giving Passion Test workshops and one-on-one training. So I'd like you to hear from them rather than just from me about what it's like to make a living following your passions, helping others to discover their passions, and so you can feel and hear what it's like to do this either full-time or part-time as an income-generating activity. I also want to take a few moments during this call and explain a little bit more about the training itself, what's involved with it, what you're going to learn, what you'll be able to do with what you've learned. And then later in the call, I have a special offer that I want to share with those of you who are really and truly serious about becoming a certified Passion Test facilitator. So, you know, as we get toward the end of this call, if you feel like this is really something that's a good fit for you, then please stay on the line and I'll share with you a very special offer we have just for you. And then after the first hour, I'm going to stay on the line, and if you have questions, then I'll open up the lines, and I want to take your questions and be able to answer them. But, you know, I know that I may not be able to get to all of your questions, or some of you may have personal situations or circumstances that you want to be able to discuss with someone in some depth. And so Janet and I have asked, and we've had the great good fortune to have some of our advanced Passion Test facilitators agree to speak to people who are interested in becoming certified facilitators. And so we've made arrangements so that you'll be able to talk with them personally. And there's a website, thepassiontest.com/CERT, where you can enter in your contact information, and one of those facilitators will get in touch with you so that you can ask your questions personally of them and talk to them about it. But before we get too far along, if it's all right with all of you, let me share a little bit about how the Passion Test got started. You know, as I said earlier, that there are so many people in the world who are simply just not following their passions. You know, all of us have grown up with beliefs and concepts that we have to be responsible. We can't follow our dreams. We can't do the things we love. We have to do what someone else thinks is worthwhile and valuable so that we can earn a living, pay our bills, and then maybe someday we can retire and do the things that we love to do. And hopefully by now all of you who are on the phone have learned that that's simply not the case. You know, that's what we call a false concept. And there are more and more people who are waking up to the fact that they simply can't bear to live a life that isn't aligned with the things that matter to them, that they care about, that isn't meaningful and purposeful. And that's why there is such a need for Passion Test facilitators today. You know, Janet, I'm sure all of you have heard of Janet Bray Atwood, co-author of The Passion Test. And Janet was the one who first had the idea for The Passion Test many, many years ago. And it's a bit of a long story, so I'm not going to share it here. But if you're interested, there's a great video of it on our website that's available absolutely for free. If you go to thepassiontest.com/top5passions, thepassiontest.com/top5passions. And then you can watch Janet tell her story herself. But she and I had partnered with Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen many years ago, and Janet had the opportunity to first share the Passion Test at a conference of our Enlightened Millionaire program. And at that program, when Janet shared the Passion Test, there was such a wonderful response. And people said it was just such a transformative experience for them that Janet was inspired, and she had wanted to write a book, and so she made the decision that she was going to write a book about the Passion Test. Now, interestingly enough, you know, I think she looked up and found that there were 25,000 books or something that had been written on passion. But Janet, if you get to know her, you'll find that she's pretty unstoppable. And she just said, well, there's no one has written my book about the Passion Test on passion. And so she wrote that ebook. And Janet and I worked together and made that book available, did teleconferences for a couple of years about the Passion Test and discovering your passions, and sold 4,000 or 5,000 copies of that ebook. And then we went on and self-published it, and then were able to get Penguin, a big publisher, to publish the book, and subsequently became a New York Times bestseller. But, you know, there was something really amazing that happened as Janet and I began to share the principles behind the Passion Test. What does it take to really live a passionate life? And the amazing thing was that the more we taught about how to live your passions, the more we found ourselves doing that. And in fact, finding it impossible, even when we wanted to make decisions for other reasons, we found that it was impossible not to make decisions based upon the things that we cared about most. And I'm sure you've all had the experience, you know, the more you teach something, the more you share something with someone else, the more you reinforce within yourself those concepts and those principles. And there's a natural kind of guidance system inside of us that just doesn't feel able to say one thing and do another. Now, there are people who do that, obviously, but whenever any of us do that, there's a discomfort that's created. There's something that doesn't feel right. And so as Janet and I taught the Passion Test over and over again, we found that the most powerful way for us or for anyone to get connected to their own passionate life was by helping others to discover their passions, to discover what they love and care about most. And it was in January 2007 that we taught our first Passion Test certification course with 70 participants. Since then, as I mentioned earlier, we've trained over 800 facilitators in 28 countries who are taking the process into their own communities. And these facilitators share the Passion Test through workshops, through one-on-one consultations, through mentoring relationships, through speaking to large and small groups. And collectively, we refer to this group as our Passion Test family, because the whole inspiration, the whole driving force and purpose behind the Passion Test programs is to inspire transformation through love. And when you attend any of our certification courses, one of the things you'll find that's most amazing about those courses is that it's like being wrapped up in a bubble of love. I haven't met anyone who has walked away from those courses and not felt like they had been nurtured and supported and cared for in a deep and meaningful way. And we do our best to maintain that feeling over time by continuing to connect with our facilitators on a regular basis and create that feeling of family, that connectedness. When people become certified Passion Test facilitators, you're no longer on your own. You know, you have hundreds of other members of this Passionist family who are there and supporting each other. We get together every month on the phone and connect and share our wins and successes, learn from each other, learn from special guests, and find ways of applying the knowledge that all of us can benefit from. And so, you know, it's one thing for you to all hear me talk about this, but I'd really love for you to meet some of the members of our Passionist family. And the first person I want to introduce you to is one of our wonderful Passionist facilitators, Janice Christopher. And Janice, if you would press *6 on your phone, then that should unmute your line and just tell me that you're here.
I'm here.
There you are. All right. So Janice lives in Connecticut. She's a certified life coach. She's taken many of our advanced training programs, including the Passionist for Business and Discover Your Destiny program and Live Your Destiny. She's also the director of our Passionist for Coaches program. And Janice was certified in Austin. It must have been like 2.5 years ago by now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Janice, talk to us about what was it about the Passionist certification program that attracted you? I mean, were you hoping to see a change in your life by taking the training, or were you looking to apply it in some way? What was going on with you when you took the certification course?
Yeah, well, it was a couple of different things, Chris. And, you know, I wasn't really in love with my life for a long time. You know, I was a certified financial planner for almost 25 years with a major firm. And while it was really fun and challenging and exciting in the beginning, it became mundane and a bore after a while. And that's how I really came to the Passion Test book itself, was, you know, the hanging around in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble and having it jump off the shelf and into my hand.
I love how the Passion Test does that. You know, it just leaps off the shelf.
It does, in a blaze of glory. But when I finally decided to take the training, it was because I had sold my financial advice practice and decided to become a life coach. And as my training was coming to its completion, my instructors gave us an assignment, and they said, now think about what you want to specialize in. What will be your niche? What kind of coach are you going to be? And they gave us a little checklist, and they asked us to identify things that we had done in the past, right? So are you a mom? Have you been divorced? Came up for me. Have you been a financial planner? Because then maybe you could be a financial coach. And I knew that that didn't feel good, you know, because I had gotten out of that business and I wouldn't have if I was really loving it. So I was really struggling to figure out what direction I wanted to take with the coaching. And then one day I saw the Passion Test book on my shelf, and then an email came across my desk, and I really took it as a sign, a nudge. And so when I came to the training, it was really because I remembered how much I loved the book and how much it really helped me get out of that financial advice business. And I thought, this is how I want to set the foundation for my coaching. And so for me, it was perfect. I wanted to get really clear for myself on what I was passionate about and how I wanted to build my new business. And then I wanted to be able to share that with my clients so that I could have just a huge impact on them.
Cool. So how's it been working out?
It's been really fun. And, you know, one of the principles that you and Janet teach us is to stay open, you know, to how things might happen. And amazing things are happening for me. I've figured out how to combine everything I love to do. And my coaching has transitioned a bit. I'm still doing workshops. I don't know if you caught wind of this, but I spoke with the Connecticut Hospital Association last week at their annual meeting, and I gave almost 100 people the Passion Test.
Fabulous.
It was amazing. I love doing that. And then other speaking engagements, you know, where I'm in front of usually a small audience of around 25 people and talking about passion in one context or another. And then, of course, my coaching clients. Mm-hmm. But what's happening for me now is that I'm consulting with business owners here in Connecticut to align their marketing strategies with what they're most passionate about and who they're most passionate about serving. Wonderful. So interesting how it's kind of morphed for me. I'm having a blast with it.
So go back a little bit. You know, as we said, you've been a certified facilitator for 2.5 years, and I know that your own practice has gone through its various transitions, but talk about a little bit how the Passion Test helped you to grow your practice, and how did you use the Passion Test with clients?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really instrumental for me to have the workshop. I remember when I first contacted the Passion Test folks, all of you, one of my questions was, you know, like, I want to have a workshop that I can do. I want to be able to get up in front of groups, and I don't want to have to invent the workshop. And so the Passion Test was perfect for me because how I grew my practice was I went out speaking everywhere for free, for small amounts, and I gathered a following along the way of people who wanted to take the Passion Test, either in a one-on-one or in an ongoing coaching relationship. So that's how I kind of got myself out in the world and said, hey, I'm a coach, and this is the foundation for my practice. And I give a little talk and a little taste of it, and people, you know, inevitably come up to me or contact me the next day and say, okay, I need help and I like your style. So it really helped me accumulate people.
And what have been some of the ways that you've generated income using the Passion Test?
Well, charging for workshops has been one way. Ongoing coaching with clients, one-on-one, where people, you know, maybe only want to have a couple of sessions.
And what do you charge people anyway?
I charge $300 for that, for 2 90-minute sessions.
And what about for your workshops?
Workshops can be anywhere from, you know, $29 for an abbreviated workshop to $97 for the full 3 hours.
And what size workshops do you generally do?
Well, usually they're around 25 people. When I spoke with the hospital association, they had almost 100, and the woman who invited me to speak said that it was the biggest response they'd ever had to any of their meetings ever.
Wow, isn't that great?
It was so cool.
Sounds like there is a need for the Passion Test out there, huh?
Absolutely. And yeah.
So what would you say to anyone who's on the phone listening, who's feeling stuck in their job and is looking for something that would be more meaningful and yet would help generate some income for them so that they're not just let out in the cold?
Yeah, I've so been there, you know, feeling stuck as a financial advisor. And, you know, it was a great job and I was making a fine living. I was just really unhappy and I knew I didn't want to live that way forever. And I guess I would say to them, you know, be open to what's appearing before you, especially know what your passions are. Because until you're really clear, it's hard to move in any direction and feel excited and happy. So once you know your passions, you can set some intentions around those to bring more of that joyful place into your life. And then just keep saying yes. Keep saying yes to invitations that feel good. Keep saying yes to people and, you know, go places, meet people, and just watch the path open up. It's quite magical.
It is, isn't it?
I love it. It really is, yeah.
So, Janice, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today and share your experience with everyone who's on the line. So grateful to you. Lots of love to you, and I look forward to when we get to chat sometime soon, huh?
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Janice. Great.
Bye.
Bye. So, for those of you who are listening, I want to let you know that we'll open up the lines later in the call, as I mentioned, so you can ask your questions. And as I also mentioned, since we might not be able to get to everyone's question or you may have some specific situation, if you haven't already been to the page, you can go to www.thepassiontest.com/cert. And there's a form there that you can speak with one of our advanced PASHTEST facilitators, one of the members of our PASHTEST family. And you know, these aren't salespeople. They're just there to answer your questions and to help you figure out, is this a decision that can really work for you? Again, it's thepassiontest.com/cert. And if you've already submitted the form and haven't connected with one of our facilitators yet, then please check your email, because they would have sent you an email, and then get in touch with them. And they're all wonderful, wonderful people, so I know you really, really enjoy it. Let me take a moment before I introduce you to our next guest to give you just a quick overview of our training program. You know, it all starts with a 4-day live course. So it's intensive, but it's also amazingly transformational. But the thing is, that's really only the beginning. Beyond the four-day course, there are four weekly teleseminars for the month right after the course, and then once a month on an ongoing basis. As I mentioned, we get together with all the members of our Paschas family. We have special speakers. Our facilitators share their wins and their successes. When someone has a strategy that's really working, that they've been very successful with, then we'll have them come on and share that with everyone. It's a way that you can stay up on some of the special invitations. You know, from time to time, Janet and I are able to invite our facilitators to attend special events and special opportunities. So in addition, there's a wealth of marketing support. I mean, over the last four, almost 5 years now, both from us and from our facilitators, because many of our Paschas family have contributed the things that have worked well for them. And so those things have been put up in the facilitator resource area. So there are brochures, there are press releases, there are outlines for doing short talks. There are all sorts of pieces of things to help you in marketing your Paschas practice. As a facilitator, you get affiliate commissions. You get higher affiliate commissions than we paid to other affiliates. There's advanced trainings and other courses that you can attend. And honestly, we keep working on and coming up with more and more ways that we can support you and as a member of our Paschas family as you build your Paschas practice. So our whole aim has been to create a complete support system that you'll find can will help you hit the ground running with your Paschas practice, then stay motivated and on track as you build your practice in the months and the years ahead. And we hold certification courses. I think we have 10 scheduled in 2012. They're in the U.S., Canada, and Australia, in London, England, and Mexico. So if you're really excited about this and you just can't wait to get started, the next one coming up is in Fort Lauderdale in Florida, January 26th to 29th, and then March 15th to 18th. There'll be a course in San Diego, California. And all you have to do is go to thepassiontest.com/cert, thepassiontest.com/cert, C-E-R-T, scroll about halfway down the page, and then you'll see a long list of everything that's in the program. And there's also, as you get down the page, there's a complete schedule of all the courses that are offered. When you complete the certification training, you will have learned how to deliver a very complete and compelling three-hour Passion Test workshop. You're going to not only learn how to deliver the material, but you're going to learn some of the principles that great speakers use, great presenters and trainers use to give an engaging presentation that involves and inspires and motivates your workshop attendees. One of the things that's so cool and that we're so proud of is that many of our facilitators have gone out, scheduled workshops. Some of them have even scheduled their workshops before they completed the cert training, so that, you know, with like a month after the cert training, they're up giving their first workshop. And in just a couple of months, they have already paid for the course that they took. They earn their course tuition back in just a couple of months. You're also going to leave the certification course with a much deeper understanding of your own passions, your own life purpose. And you're going to feel uplifted, inspired, filled with love, connected to the people on your course. You know, in every course, we set up a Facebook group page where the members of the CERT course continue to stay in touch and support each other. So you have that ongoing support. You're going to make friends that undoubtedly will be friends for life. And many people have told us the clarity and direction they received at the course was worth many, many more times more than the tuition that they paid. And the fact that you can earn an income on top of it, it's like, what a great bonus, you know? So now it's my great pleasure to introduce you to another one of our facilitators, Sandy Mall. And Sandy, if you would press *6 on your phone, then I'll be able to hear you and just say hi. Sandy is a relatively new facilitator. She just completed her training in Seattle this past October. And Sandy and her husband were already successful business people. And I had the chance just a week or a week and a half ago to spend some time with Sandy, and we were both. She accepted our invitation. I told you that our facilitators get lots of very special invitations. She accepted our invitation to attend the a benefit for the David Lynch Foundation, and she got to hang out with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and Marcy Shymoff and other Deborah Poneman, other cool, wonderful people. And Sandy, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, good. Yes, I can hear you. I unmuted you, so I can hear you. That's great. So, Sandy, tell us why you decided to become a Passionist facilitator.
Well, it kind of fell in my lap a little bit, and I'm a firm believer in how we have been, that you have to stay open to what opportunities come to you.
Uh-huh.
But I had the chance to meet Marcy Shymoff about 2 years ago, and in talking to her, she actually said, oh, you need to read the Passion Test. Have you read the Passion Test? And I had never heard of the Passion Test. So I went out and got it and thought, this is enlightening. This is helping me gain clarity, and I thought I was already pretty clear. I thought I was, you know, living my passion. I thought I was on the right track, but it really opened my eyes to say, maybe I wasn't as clear as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already a certified life coach, and I kind of entwined that with one of our other businesses that we had, and it actually intrigued me to actually, I thought it would help actually add another layer to some successful businesses we already had. So it was more of, I didn't know that I really wanted to be just a facilitator, and I hate to put it that way, but I was looking at it as a complement of expanding other things we were doing.
Sure, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I just, for anyone who's listening, many of our facilitators are coaches or have other sorts of businesses and have incorporated the Passion Test. In fact, for coaches, I have to say, forgive me, Sandy, for cutting in here, but for coaches, using the Passion Test as an intake vehicle, you know, as a way of bringing in a new client, is one of the most powerful things you can do, because you immediately, with them, get clear about what is it that matters to this person. Now you can design your coaching program around what they really care about. And so let's talk about the course you went to, Sandy, since it's very fresh for you. You just completed the course a couple of months ago, and we'd like to hear, what was it like? What was your experience of the course? What did you learn? What kind of environment was it? Did you take away anything that was useful? Talk to us about it.
Well, I really wasn't sure what to expect. I had been to a lot of trainings, but never anything that was structured like that. And so, I've always thought that I was a fairly non-emotional person.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, and other facilitators that were there will tell you that it touched me so down deep when we started going through the Passion Test ourselves, that I didn't realize I wasn't clear, and I became emotional. I mean, I even called my husband and said, "You won't believe this, but I actually cried." And he's going, "Okay, I've never seen you cry." I'm like, "Well, it touched me to the point of it brought that much more clarity to my own personal life."
So this crying was a good experience. Is that what I mean?
It was a great experience, and it was an environment that I immediately felt safe and secure, even though I had never met these people that I was in the room with before in my life. The energy that was there was all positive, all loving, and very supportive. And I'll be honest, I have never in my life been in an environment like that. And I wish I pray every day that I create that type of environment for the people that I'm around every day, because it is an environment that I believe will change the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, with people like you, I know that that's true. Thank you. So since the course, talk to us a little bit about how your life has changed. What impact did the course have after you left it?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure when I went that it was going to be a full-time income generator for me. I went as well, okay, this can add a piece to what I'm already doing.
Sure.
But one of the assignments is to give, you know, 10 free one-on-ones when you come back, and you can kind of go from there.
Uh-huh.
Well, within the first 10 days of when I had got back, I had done 15 one-on-ones and two small groups of 15 or less. And I will admit, I cheated a little bit because we have some battered women's shelters and homeless shelters around, and one of my passions is helping others.
Yeah.
And I immediately went to those and said, I want to come and give your residents the passion test. And right or wrong, I was using them as a test for me. Mm-hmm. Also, they were extremely supportive, and they welcomed it and with open arms. It was one of the most positive experiences I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So probably within the first 21 days, I had 17 clients that I had actually gotten paid for.
Wow, isn't that great?
Within the first 30 days of coming back, I had made up what I paid to go to the facilitation. In addition, because it added to one of my companies that works with banks all over the United States, I've actually since then picked up additional executive coaching clients, and I'm starting to talk to them about the passion test for business, which I'm going to be certified at next year, and have already started lining up some passion tests for businesses that Beth is going to help me with next year if we light them up before my certification is complete. So it is. Things just open up.
Things,
you know,
moving along. Huh? Now, I also know that you have some pretty cool things up your sleeve when it comes to our veterans. Can you talk a little bit about that and what's going on with that?
My husband and I have a company that is a real estate investment company, and through that, we've been very blessed and fortunate to help others that have been impacted by the economy and by what the United States has been going through since 9/11. And it seems like that God has sent a lot of veterans to us to help. And we've spent a lot of time with a lot of veterans that come back with difficulties, and we're not licensed therapists. We're not, we're not certified to help them in certain ways. We're just there for them and provide resources and support. And we started a not-for-profit this year to help veterans that have become homeless. There's a whole, I could go on and on about that. But when I was in Seattle at the facilitation, Janet and I were visiting, and she learned that one of my passions is helping veterans. And she kind of got me on a little bit of a roll about what's going to happen with all the veterans coming back now in the economy, and a lot of these people are coming back to an environment they've never been in before, and we've seen what it does to these people, and you know, these people have given their lives for us, and if we can give them one day, I think that's a small thing. And so we have started something called the Addies Project. It's going to be held first in Kansas City, April 28th of next year, with the intent that we will continue and hold it in every major city across the United States in the next 5 years.
Mm.
And Chris, I will tell you, Janet doesn't know that complete part yet, but I'm confident that after we get through Kansas City, it'll be so successful, she'll be very supportive of continuing on.
Believe me, Janet and I will be very supportive of everything you're doing, Sandy. I mean, our veterans are so dear to all of us, and the commitment and the sacrifices they've made for all of us, there's something, anything that we can do to support them is just absolutely critical. And we're grateful to you for spearheading this program to help veterans connect with their passions, what matters to them, and also to give them tools. I know at your event you're also going to be giving them tools that can help them dealing with things like post-traumatic stress and so forth.
Right.
So thank you.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed to have Janet, and at some point we will be having Chris at these, I'm sure, but Janet and then Marcy Scheimhoff and Dr. John Hagland are going to be at the first one in Kansas City, April 28th, and I was fortunate enough to meet with some of the Marriott executives this morning, and Marriott is committed to being on board as a corporate sponsor in some form or fashion, so we're working out those details.
Yay, congratulations.
And, yes, and then I did a presentation this evening to one of the local Rotaries to just explain to them what our intent was with the Addies project, and you know, they said, what can we do to help? And Chris, I'll be honest, now I'm to the point of we're not far along enough to know what you can do to help, but I'm putting you on putting you on the list that I will let you know as soon as I know what you can do to help. So it's,
fabulous.
This has happened so quickly that it's been less, you know, about a month that we've been working on this, and we actually are having our website is, you can go to www.theatteaseproject.com, and it's not, right now it says it's coming soon. We're filling it in. My husband is upstairs right now filling in data into the website. We've got Marcy's data and Janet's data, and so it's going to be developing quickly over the next 30 days.
So give the website one more time.
www.theatteaseproject, theatteaseproject.com.
Great.
Don't go to At Ease. You have to have the V in front, because if you go to At Ease, it's a pornographic website.
Funny how that happens, isn't it?
It stands for At Ease Project, and I'm like, no, we're the At Ease Project.
Good. Thank you so much, Sandy, for taking the time to be here with us, and thank you for the incredible work that you and David are doing to support our veterans, and Janet and I are excited and look forward to supporting you in the months and years that come.
And Chris, can I add one other thing?
Sure, please.
I have to tell you something, tell the whole group something, actually. When Dave and I, my husband and I, were blessed enough to be with Chris and Janet in the group a couple of weeks ago at the Lynch Foundation fundraiser, Chris asked my husband, well, what do you think about all this? And my husband said, it's wonderful. I've never been so calm and excited.
Mm.
And my husband is not one. My husband is very laid back, very quiet man. And he will be the first to stand up and say, me going through the Passion Test facilitation has not only changed my life, but changed his life and our family's life.
Mm.
And we thought we had a pretty dang good life to start with.
Well, how good is that, man? Nothing wrong with just getting better, huh?
Yeah, it truly has opened more up than I ever thought was possible.
Oh, well, thank you for being such a great lighthouse for the Passion Test and everything that has to do with love and passion, Sandy. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you
so
very much.
Take good care, okay?
Okay, you too.
So, well, I'm inspired. I hope you guys are too. It's just, wow, that was, Sandy is pretty amazing and wonderful, and so grateful to have her working with us on this project. So let me just mute her out. There we go. And come back. So, you know, you've heard us speak a little bit about it tonight. We have there are a couple of advanced programs. Once you go through the certification program, we have some programs that have been designed specifically for particular areas of society. Our Passion Test for Kids and Teens program is targeted toward kids from ages 9 through 16. And then the Passion Test for Business program, which is aimed at delivering the Passion Test in a business environment. Each of these programs uses the Passion Test as its core, but because these areas are so different, the program is taught in a very different way. So these are additional trainings you can take once you've completed the basic certification course. Excuse me. The Passion Test for Kids and Teens is, for Janet and me, it's our number one priority in 2012. You know, our personal feeling is that this is the time to train the future leaders of this country and of countries all around the world to connect with their passions, to be able to learn the most important life skill that one can, which is that skill of consistently choosing in favor of your passions. This is the skill that every successful person has mastered. Unfortunately, up till now, it's just been a matter of hit or miss. You know, those successful people have discovered that, and they've stumbled across that fundamental principle. Now, with the Passion Test for Kids and Teens, we've worked really closely with Bobby DePorter and her team at SuperCamp. SuperCamp has taught something like 100,000 kids all across America and across the world. They now have programs in South America and other parts of the world as well. And their unique and wonderful teaching style engages kids and teens in such a way that the learning is fun and exciting, and the kids walk away just inspired. And we now have, I don't know how many there are, but there's a whole bunch of kids that have gone through our junior certification program and are now teaching the Passion Test in their schools and to their peers as well. The Kids and Teens program is a completely different redesigned program. It's about an hour presentation and is completely interactive. And so the Passion Test for Kids and Teens adult certification program actually teaches our certified facilitators how to go into a school or educational environment, how to interact with the kids in a way that will engage them, that they'll be excited and be able to learn maximum in terms of this critical life skill of being able to choose consistently in favor of one's passion. So the next training for the Passion Test for Kids and Teens adult certification training is next September, September 28th through 30th in San Diego. And that's in conjunction with our annual program, Passionate Life Summit program, which will also be in San Diego just the week before the Kids and Teens program training. Now, our other advanced training is called the Passion Test for Business, and certified Passion Test for Business facilitators are able to consult with business owners or senior management. And again, this program is designed a little differently than the basic Passion Test program. As a certified Passion Test for Business facilitator, you'll learn how to go in and consult with a company. There are actually three phases of the Passion Test for Business program. The first phase is going in and working with management to help them identify the unique contribution of their company. And then what are the things that matter most for that company to be able to deliver that unique contribution? Those are what we call the company's passions. And then on that basis, doing a training with the employees of the company to help the employees identify what are the things that matter most to them, what are their work passions. And in that training, then we also introduce them to the company's passions and unique contribution, and we engage them in a discussion and get them starting to think about how do the things that matter to them relate to the things that matter to the company. And as companies that we've delivered the Passion Test for Business at Oppenheimer Funds, at the Bank of Montreal, at a large call center in Mexico, and a number of many other companies all around the world, actually. In every case, what we see is that as employees begin to get in touch with their own work passions, what matters to them, and they begin to relate those in some way or other to what it is that matters to the company, we begin to see an alignment. The employees become engaged, motivated, excited about their work. They become passionate and turned on for the businesses themselves. They now have a tool that they can make sure that employees are in the right positions, that the things that they're doing are aligned with the things that those employees really care about. And so as a certified Passion Test for Business facilitator, you gain the ground, the ability to do that, and then do a final phase of consulting where you deliver a culture action plan, help the company identify what are the actions it can take to deliver to create a culture that supports passion among its employees and in the company as a whole. We've been told over and over again that it's such a straightforward and easy to deliver program. Our facilitators are able to deliver the program on their own to companies of up to 100 employees. Our facilitators are charging anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per engagement to take small companies through the process. With larger companies, we work together with the facilitators, and the fees for larger engagements can be significantly higher. So becoming a Pastors for Business facilitator is really a wonderful and significant way to be able to charge higher fees, to deliver a different kind of value to a business audience. So again, if you're interested in learning more about either the Kids and Teens program or the Pastors for Business, then just complete the form on our webpage at thepassiontest.com/CERT, C-E-R-T. Again, www.thepassiontest.com/CERT, C-E-R-T. And one of our advanced facilitators will be happy to answer any and all of your questions about those programs. So I have one more wonderful person to introduce you all to, and this person is another one who is very dear to me. Cece Homer is from Washington State. And Cece, if you would press *6 on your phone and let me know that you're here. Cece took the Passion Test, I want to say, about a year ago.
It was July of 09.
July of 09, so almost, so like 2 years, almost 2.5
I mean
years.
Of 10.
Of yeah, 10, right. 10. Yeah,
sorry.
It was about a year. A little
it
over
seems
a year
like longer
ago.
Than that.
I know. She's been with us forever. What can we say?
Right.
Wonderfully. Cece is in training to become a master trainer for the Passion Test. And a master trainer is someone who is qualified to train new facilitators, to certify new facilitators. And Cece has been working with her husband, Donnie, in their own business for something like 30 years. Is that right, Cece?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about why you decided to become a Passion Test facilitator.
My story is a lot like Sandy's, but started out different. My husband and I were actually having some marital problems over a family deal gone bad. It wasn't a problem between us, but it was a problem between him and my family, and there was just so much turmoil and anger that I was really having a hard time, and I decided to get out of the business, decided to become a life coach. Doing the life coach thing, I was searching for something to write my final paper on, and came across, and in that took the Passion Test and realized how unhappy I was because of all of this that was going on with my husband and my brothers that had been going on for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I got so clear from taking the Passion Test that I was able to talk to my husband and tell him that I just couldn't be married to him anymore. I could be friends.
Wow.
We could date, but I couldn't be married to him anymore. And it took the Passion Test, honestly, for me to get that clear and to be able to tell him about that. Well, he
what
said,
happened then?
Yeah, it was a big event. And
yeah.
So I told him I wanted him to go away for a week and just kind of think about whether or not what he was getting out of keeping this fight going on. And just to be fair to him, he was the one in the right. My brothers were the ones that were in the wrong, and yet I wanted him to make it right for the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he came back from the week, he just said, you know, just the way that I told him and how clear I was about what I needed, that he really got it. And he said he just really loved me and wanted to stay together. And he went up and made peace with my brothers that weekend.
Wow.
And that had been going on for 25 years. And I just thought, wow, this is a lot more powerful than I thought.
A lot more here than it appears, huh?
I know. I just honestly thought this is miraculous. So anyway, I honestly took the Passion Test, went and had this happen with my brothers, within 2 weeks, and signed up to be a Passion Test facilitator, all within 2 weeks.
Wow.
And nobody had ever even talked to me about it. I'd never been on one of these calls. I just thought, oh, my gosh, if this can happen to me, this is what I want to help other people with, you know, because there's so many people out there that have this kind of thing going on, and they're not really clear about what it is that they want, or in my case, need in their life. And so I decided to become a Passion Test facilitator. I came home from that and started doing the Passion Test with people. and had the same results with people. I mean, just amazing, life-changing things. I have my best friend's daughter. My best friend now says she thinks I saved her daughter's life because of the passion test, and her daughter was suicidal, and just helping her to find out what she needed and wanted in her life and helping her get turned around. My friend now says she thinks that I helped save her daughter's life.
Isn't that remarkable. And you know, as you tell your story, Cece, what courage it took to go to your husband and to be so clear with him. Yeah.
Right.
And what's your relationship with your husband like now?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, the true story is I was talking to my daughter today, and we're having some problems with some staff people in our office. And I was telling my daughter, I said, our life right now in our office is just in turmoil, and we're trying to work through these staff changes and stuff. And I said, it's a good thing that my relationship with your dad is so wonderful that I don't even feel bad. It's just like I can make it through anything now because that's so good, because he realized how much I wanted to do this and how clear I was, and how happy I was doing this, that he is honestly my biggest supporter now. He refers people to me to have me do the passion test with him because he sees the big changes it's made for. And this is why I said I'm like Sandy. He sees the big changes that it's made for me and then for us. And then, you know, that filters out into our kids and our friends and all of our acquaintances and have life-changing experiences.
Yeah.
And so he just wants me to go on and on. And he's the one that encouraged me to become a master trainer.
Isn't that so great?
Yeah, because this makes such a big difference in people's lives.
So now talk to us a little bit about the practical things, you know. What have you done to build your practice? You've done some speaking events, I know. What are some of the ways that you've been able to earn an income as a pastor's facilitator?
Well, I started out small. I just did one-on-ones with people, and then I was doing, doing seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, some of our really good friends have a winery here, so I have these kind of fun seminars at their winery. And but then I branched out from that, and I'm doing a couple seminars coming up in 6 weeks where we're going to go through the passion test, and it's actually going to be an overnight event. And the passion test is going to be the foundation of it for them to find out individually what their passions are and then move on into coming up with almost like the passion test for business, coming up with their couple passions and goals and those kinds of things. And then I also, my son and I are developing a program right now for kids for like to teach leadership and study skills and stuff to kids. And again, I am a passion test for kids facilitator now, so the passion test is going to be the foundation for that too.
Wonderful. So share with those who are listening, you know, what do you charge for the services that you provide to people?
Well, the couples program is $4.97 a couple, and we're going to have 30 couples there.
Great. Cool.
The kids program, we haven't set the price on the kids program yet, but on the workshops that I do, I charge $97 a person that comes, and we usually have around 25 people. And the one-on-ones that I do with people, I charge $300.
Great, cool. Yeah. So last question, then I'll let you go. That, you know, if there are people who are on the phone, maybe they're not completely clear about what their passions are, would you still recommend they consider becoming a facilitator, even if they may not see themselves creating a business?
Oh, yeah.
Around the past.
In fact, one of my, when you guys go for your training to be a passion test facilitator, one of the things that you get to do is you get to practice being a passion test facilitator, just in case you really do want to go out and do that. And the thing that Janet chose for me to do was at the end was inviting people to be a passion test facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said and what I still believe is if I never, ever did that for a business, if I never got paid for doing that, the benefit that it had for me, for my husband, and for my kids, would I have got that investment back so many times over that if I never, ever built a business, it's invaluable.
Mm, wonderful.
And it saved my son from marrying somebody that wasn't right for him, and I didn't even have to say it. But by putting him through the passion test, he figured that out himself. And so I'll tell you what, just saving my marriage, keeping him from that marriage, it's hard to explain.
Saving your best friend's life. Linda, Cece, thank you so much. Thank you for taking this time to be with
You're
us.
And
thank you for all the wonderful things that you continue to do to support the Passion Test and our Passion Test family. It's just such a delight to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
The feelings are mutual.
Thank you, Cece. So for those of you listening, you've heard a little bit about how some of our facilitators earn an income as a Passion Test facilitator. And let's just review some of the ways that facilitators earn an income. One, of course, as you've heard tonight, you can give workshops. So when you complete the certification training, you'll be trained how to do that, and you can charge anywhere from $25 up to a couple hundred dollars per person, and of course, you keep 100% of that income. And you can sell books at your workshops. These are great add-on sales, and you can buy the Passion Test books at wholesale, sell them to your clients for $15 a piece. You can do one-on-one sessions where you can charge anywhere from $150 to $300 for a couple of two-hour sessions. Again, a couple of one to one-and-a-half-hour sessions. You keep 100% of that income. There are affiliate commissions. I mentioned facilitators get a much higher commission. Up to 50% commissions when you refer people who purchase Passion Test products and programs. If you choose to become a Passion Test for Business facilitator, then you can charge significantly higher fees for your services and be able to get consulting income as well. I know many of our facilitators are doing public speaking events, and they charge anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 for a three-hour workshop. And so there are many, many different ways that you can earn an income as a facilitator. Basically, what we've aimed to do is to create a business in a box for you, that everything is put together and it's really just up to you to implement it, to go out and put it to work. You know, it's not unrealistic to say that if you did just one workshop a month and one one-on-one session a week, that you could be earning an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And that's not even including affiliate income or speaking fees or any of the other sources we've talked about. Now, you know, the results that anyone gets are, of course, going to be based upon how much effort you put in. And so, you know, based upon how you apply yourself, but you've heard from several of the facilitators here tonight that you've met, that Sandy went out and she paid for her whole tuition for the certification training within a month after she got back. So many of our other facilitators have done that. It's certainly possible. I hope that you can see how you could recover your investment in the training very quickly from this. And really it's just a matter of how you apply yourself. So the best thing, of course, of being a facilitator is as a teacher. You know, the teacher always gains more than the student. And so you're going to gain the most as you begin to consistently apply the principles of living a passionate life to your own life. So I know we're just about coming to a close, and I'm going to wrap up here in a minute for those of you that have to leave. Those of you who can stay on the line, if you have questions, I'll open up the lines in a couple of minutes so that you can ask your questions. But you know, I hope you've seen that the Passion Test is a powerful process for helping people, to help people fall in love with their lives. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're a life coach, a counselor, a healer, a teacher, a youth worker, a business coach, a human resource expert, people from every walk of life, from all sorts of directions, have become Passion Test facilitators. And The Passion Test provides a simple but profound way to help people connect with the things that really matter to them to create a meaningful and purposeful life. So the beauty of this program is it can fit with just about anyone's passion, skills, and talents, if you just allow it to. So I mentioned at the beginning of the call that we have a special limited offer for those of you who are listening or listening to the recording and are really serious about taking the step with us. We know that sometimes finances can prevent anyone from taking a step that even if they know that it's in their best interest. So, and even if you're deeply committed to it. And that's the reason that because you came on the call today, because you spent this time, we want to give you the opportunity to have to have a major break that could reduce your investment in the program by an additional $1,000, plus give you some extra gifts, bonus gifts, that when you make the commitment to enroll now. There are several different options, and so I'm not going to go through all of them now because it can get a little bit complicated. But what I want to ask you to do is if you are serious about taking this step, then please chat with one of our advanced facilitators. They'll go over the different options with you, answer all your questions. And here's the thing. We have given them a variety of different options for people in different situations. Janet and I are committed to supporting and helping anyone who is really seriously and deeply committed to becoming a PASHTEST facilitator, to being able to do that. So if this is something that speaks to you, that you're committed to doing, then just go to the website I've given out a couple times, www.thepassiontest.com/cert, C-E-R-T. Fill out the online form near the top of the page, and then one of our advanced facilitators will get in touch with you, and they will go through with you how the special opportunity that we are making available just for you that are on the phone or listening to the recording, and if you need this help, they'll provide you with an option that can reduce your investment by at least $1,000. So if you've completed the form and haven't yet talked with one of our team yet, then please check your email, because there will be a message inviting you to set up a time to talk. You just need to email or call them back. Give them a couple of times when you're available to talk in the next few days. And please, trust me and trust our PASHTEST family that you've heard it from tonight. You're not going to be disappointed. We've pulled out all the stops, everything, so that you can get this training, start earning an income, living your passions, doing what you love, and helping others to do the same. So again, just go to www.thepassiontest.com/cert, C-E-R-T. Now, there's one thing I want to share, and if you have to go, please hang on just for 1 minute, because if you've gone through the Passion Test, if you've listened to any of our calls, then you know that there's one secret that guarantees a passionate life, and that's whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passions. And if you know, if you've gone through the Passion Test and you know your top passions, then I ask you and encourage you to look at those. Look at them and ask yourself that, is becoming a certified PASHTEST facilitator going to help you be more aligned with the things you care most about? Is it going to help you be more connected to the things that really matter to you in your life? Are you someone that really loves to give and help and support others? And is it possible that by teaching the principles of living a passionate life and doing it over and over again so it becomes so embedded in you that you can't do anything that you're not passionate about, that that could help you to make the major and significant changes in your life that will allow you to live the kind of life you really choose to live? If that's the case, then please go to thepassiontest.com/cert, talk to one of our facilitators, join us in this mission to turn the passion statistics upside down, to create the kind of world that all of us really choose to live in, to create a life and a world that is really filled with and permeated with love. Because frankly, is there anything else that really matters? We don't believe so. And that's why all of our programs are all about what can we do to be more open, to be more accepting, to be more appreciative, to be as loving and completely present for those we serve as possible. And so I want to thank all of you for being with us, for spending this time. Those of you who are able and would like to stay on the line, then I'm going to stay here for a few more minutes and answer your questions. And if you have to leave, then thank you. Thank you so much for spending this time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on this Q&A tool that we have. And if you'd like to ask a question, please press *6 now. Press *6 on your phone. And then that will let me know that you have a question to ask, and I'll be happy to call on you. And I'll stay here for whatever questions you have. So any question at all that you have that I might be able to answer about what it means to become a pastoralist facilitator, what's involved, anything at all. So here, I'll go ahead and take the first question. Again, if you have a question, just press *6, and that'll put you in the queue to ask a question. So looks like our first question, someone calling from 203. Hi, who's this? This is Chris Atwood.
Hi, Marion Edwardson.
Hi, Marion.
How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being with us. What question did you have, Marion?
Well, first of all, from the day I discovered the fashion test, I quote you incessantly about whenever you are faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, always choose in favor of your passions, and I live by that.
Good.
And I just love it. I know that being a facilitator, and especially with the kids, is in my future. I just am all about that kids are our future. My question is, there's a training in San Diego in March, but you also mentioned something about a kids' training in September in San Diego.
The certification training and the Pastoralist for Business certification will both be offered in March. And those are in San Diego. And then the kids and teens certification training, the adult certification training, that is in September. That's also in San Diego. It just so happens. Our certification courses are offered all over the world. But it just so happens those two courses are both in San Diego. And here I'll give you the dates. It's March 15th to 18th is the certification training. And then Pastoralist for Business is March 22nd through the 25th. And then the kids and teens training is in September. And I don't remember the dates exactly. I think it's the 26th through the 28th of September. But yes, those are different months, but they're all in San Diego. It just so happens.
Okay. I thought there was a kids training in March.
Well, there was, but Janet made the decision that it was just too much to have it then. So the kids and teens training will be in September right now.
Okay, got it. I will be there.
All right. We can't wait to see you there. Good.
Thanks
so much, Marion. Good.
I can't wait. Thank you.
So, anyone else have a question? If you have a question, just press *6 on your phone. I'm happy to answer any questions. If there aren't any other questions, then I'll unmute the line and open up the line so we can say goodnight here. So good. Were there any other questions anyone had? Otherwise, we can close. Good. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Please do go to www.thepastoralist.com/search. Speak with one of our advanced facilitators, and we look forward. I look forward to meeting you at one of our future CERT courses or supporting you on the phone. So thank you so much, everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.